You like eating challenges?
Yeah.
I just like to eat.
Yeah.
But this is a challenge. If you could do this, what is it, in 18 minutes?
Yeah. 18 minutes, four pancakes, four very thick pancakes.
Only a few have done this.
Yeah.
The breakfast that will break you. 100 have tried, but fewer than 50 have succeeded in scarfing down an epic stack of deep dish pizza. Size pancakes from Nappy's Nook in Wisconsin. As one of Long Island's most popular and deceptively difficult eating challenges, making rounds on social media.
Nice.
How was that?
I don't. I will end the end. That's you at the end.
That's right. That's you at the end of it.
Belt open. Nappy's open.
That's your ass in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Actually, you probably couldn't poop.
We saw this and instantly thought of Big Mike on Long Island.
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Chaz, AJ, good morning. Man, after that intro, I'm excited.
Nice.
I'm hungry right now.
There you You've go. Done some food challenges, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Did the big steak at J&R Steakhouse, a 76-ounce steak.
Ooh.
But that I had an hour to go, so, and that was a while back. But.
Did you do it?
I did, yeah, I did. In fact, they gave me a T-shirt when you complete that challenge, and you had to eat the baked potato,
yeah.
Which was the size of a volleyball.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. But the T-shirt was a size small.
Yeah.
That's the only. That's
well,
the only
it was small originally.
Yeah. After you were done, it was too small.
They gave you a T-shirt and a colostomy.
The T-shirt came on the potato.
Yeah. I've taken a couple of pictures wearing that T-shirt, and it kind of looks like they just painted it on me. So, like
baby,
can we just? I just want everyone to just take this in for a second.
Yeah.
Because when you go to a restaurant and you look at the menu, it's like, oh, filet.
Yeah.
6 or 8 ounce. 76.
Right.
Ounces.
Also, because of head and hooves.
And a giant basketball-sized baked potato. This guy did it.
Yeah, devoured it.
All right, so we're counting on you for this this pancake challenge.
All for a T-shirt, yep.
Well, my first thought when I saw the pancake challenge was only four? I'm going to be going against muscle memory.
Right.
Normally, when it's a stack of pancakes, we don't stop at four, boys.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I could eat addictively. Like pancakes, I will eat until it's gone.
Okay.
Like a dog. Yeah. I'll fall on the ground and be dead.
Right.
But yeah. I could do it. I could finish it.
Right.
I don't know about 18 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah.
And I'm still picturing like a normal pancake. Like it's fitting on my plate. Right. These are massive.
Yeah, these are about like probably three pancake tall.
You could freeze them and make a wagon out of them. That'll roll them.
You could. Do you have a method when you eat, Mike?
Everything or just pancakes? Because I do have a method for almost everything.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think of pancakes?
Yeah, what's your method here?
Well, this is Big Mike's star method for eating pancakes. I basically cut out the shape of a star. And first I eat the negative spaces between the star, and then I take off each leg of the star. Now remember, you might have to re-butter, you might have to re-sear up,
right,
just to make sure everything's got the right consistency.
Right, a slide on your
and
throat.
Then,
you need some lubrication.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
And what is it about the butter? The butter just disappears.
Oh, but take the
pancake is the endless sponge of butter.
Yeah.
You can take, it's like, bring it.
Yeah.
Right. I'll make it disappear.
Right, but there's a magic spot when the butter is melting into the syrup that just tastes like heaven.
When the pancake is so wet.
Yes.
It's like equal part butter, syrup, and pancake.
It's time.
Heaven!
Yes, exactly.
And that's why I leave after you've removed the negative parts of the star and after you remove the legs of the star. The left standing is the golden tower of all that butter and all that syrup and all that pancake goodness.
The nucleus.
And then it's easy to get that right down the hatch.
Nice.
I love that. He cuts it out, star, eats the negative star, and then goes for the leg and then the center.
Yeah. I was thinking just fold like a taco.
So you would take each pancake, fold it like a taco?
Yeah. And just eat it that way. Seems maybe a quicker way to do it because you get both sides in one shot.
That is the problem, the time, the clock.
Yeah.
Because I like to take them when I do a stack. I like to cut the stack and I just eat it like slices of cake.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to put the most down in the first 10 minutes because that's when your body says, okay, Your body says, okay, well, you're full.
Your stomach communicates with the brain.
It says, hey, whoa.
So you got to get it in there before the stomach can say, stop.
You got to shove the hell out of stuff in there. Yes.
Brian from Ronkonkoma is on the line. He says he can't even do one of these. Brian?
Hey, guys. How are you? I fancy that place all the time. They have great food. Without exaggeration, an official size and height Frisbee. So the pancake's at least an inch tall, so maybe a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an official size, and it's unbelievable. They're delicious, beyond realm.
Yeah.
I think like a month ago, some kid did it in 8 minutes. He ate a pancake every 2 minutes.
Nice.
What?
And then he said,
unbelievable.
They said, what challenge?
I'm not even kidding.
What challenge?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, if you guys are ever on Long Island, that is the best breakfast spot.
I intend to, yeah.
Down.
Oh, yeah. Next time
hands
I'm there.
Down.
Yeah.
I got my taste buds back. I'm still there.
Look at the menu. Look at what they do with their food. It's fantastic.
I'm looking at some of the stuff they got right now. Yeah, they got a pancake. It's got chocolate on it. It's got it's like fruit.
Nutella.
It's got ice cream on it.
The loaded potato croquettes are out of the charts.
Oh, my God.
Everything there is delicious.
I think my nipples are hard. Thank you.
Ew. Connecticut and Long Island are brothers and sisters when it comes to breakfast.
Yes.
Chrome diners. Great food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. The first time my girl ordered the pancakes, it was four meals. She ate a quarter of it, took the rest home, and ate it three other times.
You only have a
That's just two.
Yeah.
That's just two. It comes out as two.
Jesus.
And it was probably 3 inches tall.
It's, yeah.
They must cook them in a ring so it doesn't spread out. It's unbelievable and fluffy.
They do. I'm looking at it right now. Yep. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. There's a thing. It has a hand line. It's a ring they pour the batter in to keep it that size.
Yep. Is it a ring or an inner tube?
It looks like a ring.
I have mixed emotions for Big Mike. I'm like happy, jealous.
And scared.
When is this happening?
Working on it.
Yeah, we're putting it together now.
Okay.
We're going to get the owner of the restaurant on next.
Yeah.
And then we'll...
Okay, announce it because I want to go see it when he's there.
All right, we're going to shoot for tomorrow. Big Mike on Long Island is going to take on this pancake challenge at Nappy's Nook, this concert, Long Island. Mike is on the phone. Mike, your strategy is to cut it up into like a star and eat pieces.
Well, you gotta go with what works, and that's what I've been doing my whole life.
Okay.
So it worked for the stack of 8 pancakes I had yesterday. So why not be?
Are you training?
He's in training. He's got the sweatband on. The Rocky theme is playing. Steve Nappy.
You gotta be in the right mental space for these types of things.
Co-owner of Nappy's Nook is on the phone. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, can we do this tomorrow morning?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Listen to Big Mike. He's like, sexy time.
Tanking your appetite, bud.
Yeah.
How many people have tried? How many people have succeeded?
Over 400 have tried, and we probably have around maybe 40 people who have done it.
40. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm no mathematician, but that sounds like around 10%.
Right, yeah.
Yep, not too bad.
Okay, and what's the record, the fastest time?
8 minutes, 58 seconds. Kid did it a couple weeks ago.
Wow. All right, we just heard about that kid.
Insane.
Insane.
Eating machine.
What was his method?
I think he just ate fast. He broke it up. And I don't think he doused it in syrup and butter. I think that's going to slow you down. I heard you talking about you wanted to syrup and butter it.
Yeah.
It's slow you down. It's going to be too much sugar.
Maybe just dip it.
It's going to fill you up fast. Dip it.
Yeah.
That's better.
We can't have that negative thinking here. Let's focus on the real part.
That's why I want you to do it.
I'm giving you a point, Mike. I appreciate the help. But, I'm not really built for speed, though. What was the average weight of all the 400 people?
Oh, good question.
You're probably looking at least 48 ounces.
All right,
they're anywhere from 12 to 14 ounces per pancake.
No, I meant the people.
The people.
The competitors, yeah.
The people. Actually, this kid wasn't big at all. He was normal size. I've had skinny guys come in and do it, and after they do it, they have an omelet.
It's unbelievable.
Scramble. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
That's my people. That's where they gather. They gather in Nappy's Nooks.
Right.
That's right.
All right.
It's a fun challenge, and I think you can do great.
And then what do you get if you successfully achieve it?
You get it for free, and then you also get a trophy.
Nice.
Oh, Nappy's Duck Pancake Challenge trophy.
Well, okay, how big is the trophy?
Yeah.
It's a small little trophy.
Hey. Like, how big?
It's like you can put it on the hood of your car.
Right.
Smaller pancake.
All right, good. It's like a hood ornament size.
So if he doesn't do it, he has to pay for it?
If you don't do it, you got to pay for it. But Big Mac, that's all yours. Yours is on the house.
No, make it pay for it.
No, make it pay.
It's incentive.
Is there any way that if I do it, instead of the trophy, we could figure out a way that my doctor never finds out that this happened?
Absolutely.
Yeah, by the way, Mike, you have to sign a disclaimer before you
right.
do this.
Just in
That's
case.
Okay. I can just picture my doctor will be listening, and I'm gonna have some explaining to do.
Mm. Big Mike eats disclaimers for breakfast.
Yes,
yeah. As long as they're covered with butter and syrup, I do.
You'll be good. You'll be good. Don't worry.
How long has Nappy's Nook been open?
We're here almost 4 years. June will be 4 years.
Nice. Oh, congratulations!
Yeah,
thank
really
you very
smart
much.
To have the food challenge too. It brings a lot of notoriety to the place.
Here, good things.
It's excellent.
Did you hear that guy on before? He has nothing but great things to say about all your food.
What is his name? Brian? I want to thank him. If he's listening,
Brian.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. He had great words to say about us.
Okay, so Big Mike will be out there at Nappy's Nook in this concert tomorrow at 7:30 to attempt
Excellent. Looking forward to seeing you, Big
the
Mike.
Pancake Challenge. I'm
looking forward to it, too.
All right. Your appetite.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Always do.
Yeah, guys.
Yep.
He always does.
Yeah.
Big Mike, thank you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, before I go, I know Brian, the guy that said he loved everything in Nappy's Nook, couldn't be there tomorrow. If you give him my number, we'll just go there next Tuesday, next Friday, and I'll do the pancake challenge. I'll be doing private showings through the month of May.
It's a tour.
You know what we didn't ask, Steve, was there a method that was more successful than others?
Right.
It just sounds like he said the syrup and the butter is going to slow you down. Yeah. So like dipping.
Yeah. Just dip.
Dip. All right. Good luck. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, boys. All right. Thank you.